This is a spoiler right here.
Immediate spoiler.
Can't believe I had to watch Blank go twice this week.
Wow. Drag Race spoilers. That's why you can't go on Twitter, Catherine.
That's literally like why I don't follow any drag queens or anyone on Instagram or Twitter or any social medias.
Yeah, because we don't have cable.
When am I going to watch that? Sunday, while my baby is napping, is the answer.
It's everything we can do to watch any TV at all. That's not Daniel Tiger.
That's when I... Yeah, oh God.
We did a live show.
Yeah.
It's out on the internet. People listened to our live show.
Uh-huh.
They went to it.
They went to
some
it.
Some people went to it.
Some of them went to it.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
Fine.
You did it.
I did a fine job.
High five. Good high five.
You got to ask everybody else how I did.
Well, I've got some tweets from people about that very thing that we'll get to early on in the episode.
Oh, hooray. I'm looking forward to having my, what's it called?
Ego?
Yeah.
Pumped.
Just stroked.
Yuck.
Stroke it, my friend.
No.
It's the descriptive turn of phrase you don't like?
I'm not a huge...
You don't like stroking?
Oh, God.
What if I was stroking my kitty cat?
All right, I'm on board.
I'm Hank Green, and I'm internet famous.
And I'm his wife, Catherine. This is the longest week ever.
It's been very long. Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to Delete This. Catherine.
Please delete this.
Why? Delete the whole podcast.
Ugh.
It's been a long week. Because, like, we were at PodCon at the beginning of it.
Oh, God.
And that seems like months ago.
I feel like my whole life has been a long week.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I had that sinus infection. Still do. Feeling much better now that I'm taking some medicine. Oren has sickness. It's very sad. A lot of work because he's not sleeping well. And he's like, why am I mad?
He's so mad. He hates everything.
It's just like...
Except Daniel Tiger. And then even then he's like, no.
Yeah. And they'll like do something on the show. And he's like, go back to that other stuff.
And I like that other part of the show better. And I'm like, that's not how shows work, bud. That's not how it works. Yeah. Like, if you're going to be whining about watching TV, we're not going to watch TV.
That's better than tantruming about bananas.
I mean...
You can't have tantrums about bananas.
He was so rough this morning, I had a stress-induced allergy attack.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin got...
I got hives.
Yeah.
And I had to leave. And I was like, sorry, honey.
I'm just gonna be in bed.
I have to go. My body says no. I don't know if it's like residual from my previous allergy attack, but I still like, I get it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Owie.
I think probably yes. I think it's probably still some residual histamine reaction going
Very
on.
Very uncomfortable.
Yep. It was fine. We handled it.
Oh, boy. We got to the end of the day, babe, and now we get to podcast. You're fucking welcome.
I don't know if you're talking to them or to me.
You know what I want to be doing right now.
Let's just move through it then.
Okay.
Let's get through some of my tweets. We're going to start out with some PodCon tweets. Oh, no. We start out with the top tweet of the week. There's this new thing that's happening on Twitter. I like it a lot.
Hit me.
I don't know what to call it. Quote tweet holes.
Oh, okay.
Just
whatever.
Like infinite holes of quote tweets where people do the same thing in a quote tweet. And so they'll take one thing and then somebody will reply to that, will quote tweet that and do the same thing again. And then like somebody else will do it on top. And so you can keep clicking, going deeper and deeper. And this was, I went all the way to the root of this quote tweet hole.
Good job.
And it was from Fooler Initiative, who says, my dog's name is Cooper. I call him Booba, Boob, Honey Bunny. Koopy poopy. Hey, lover, this is more than a crush. Stink boy, sweet boy. I use sweet boy the most. I call this MF-er Cooper exactly 7% of the time.
Yeah, I feel like most people have that same reaction.
Yeah.
Have that same relationship with their pets.
Yeah, I mean, what we call Cameo?
Kitty.
Kitty, mostly. We mostly saw, call her Kitty.
Yeah. What's up, Kitty?
What's up, Kitty?
Kitty.
Yeah.
Hey, Kitty, Kitty. Kitty, yeah. Kitty.
And we have a couple
kitty,
of,
kitty,
like,
kitty.
Cameo-specific ones, but they don't come out that often.
No.
Cameo at all. Cammy.
I never call her that. I have, we have friends that call her Cam.
That's true, yeah.
And I'm like, that's weird. That's not her name.
She's called. That's like calling me Kath.
You can call her Kitty.
People...
It's fine. I don't care. Yeah. She doesn't care.
No, obviously.
But I hear it and I'm like, that's not her name.
Her name is Kitty.
Her name is Kitty.
Hey, little kitty. Pretty kitty. Kitty, kitty. I'm surprised that she hasn't showed up all this cameo talk.
Well, I fed her already. Oh, so she's like, whatever. I don't need anything from you.
Oren recently learned how to say cameo.
Yeah.
And that's very cute.
Yeah. He's like, cameo. I'm like, yes, very good.
Yeah, very careful.
Like he went from saying hitty hat,
yeah,
to kitty cat, to cameo, and I was like, oh, that's all right.
And now he's starting to do the thing where he's abandoning his cutest words.
Oh gosh!
And saying the actual word. And
we lost Dubba-Bub this week.
Yeah, Dubba-Bub is gone.
I had to mourn it.
We're mourning Dubba-Bub.
We're in mourning
everyone.
For Dubba-Bub.
Yeah, he said to me, Dubba-Bub, and then he saw a second one, and he said, 2 W's. Uh-huh. And I was like, who are you, adult man? You can't just say 2 W's. Oh. He's good at plurals.
Yeah.
I saw a greyhound that looked exactly like Lemon at the coffee shop today.
There are a lot of greyhounds that look exactly like Lemon.
I know. She's a pretty common
looker.
Yeah. Look for a greyhound. But yeah. I was just like,
How was it? Was it soft?
I didn't go touch.
Was it? Oh.
I didn't go touch.
Was it quiet? It left. Did it look sad?
It looked a little sad. Had very tail tucked all the way between its legs.
Very
like
cold.
Lemon always did. Just like... Just
That's
seal
just
up
where
the
their
anus.
Tail is. Yeah, just cover this up because it's cold otherwise.
Yeah, and had like the bear belly like Lemon did.
Yeah.
A bear chest. Mm-hmm. And white face.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It was very sweet. And I told Oren all about Lemon.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, no, no.
Shut up, Dad. I don't want to hear your voice.
Don't talk to me, especially about your dead dog.
I just hit the microphone like 3 times.
That's fine. So. I don't care.
Okay.
Everything's fine. January 20th, I tweet, post-PodCon eclipse is very good.
Yeah. So we were trying to see this eclipse, and Hank was like, it's generally this way.
I did. I took out the app.
And no,
it's always wrong.
It was always wrong.
I just guessed that it was like going to be within 180 degrees.
Anyway, so we were lucky. We were on the right side of the hotel.
Uh-huh.
If you could just look right out our hotel window.
Well, but you missed the best part of the story.
Well, the best part is that first I spotted it and it was a reflection because hotel had a corner. And so I saw it in the reflection of the window.
And it was like fuzzy and we were all looking at it.
Why does it look so weird?
Yeah.
The atmosphere here is weird.
Yeah.
But then I was like,
if I go over here, I can't see it at all.
And then I turned around and I was like, oh no, there it is.
This is big and beautiful and perfect.
Yeah, it was big and beautiful and perfect right between 2 buildings.
Yeah, we got lucked out.
Yeah.
If we'd been here, we wouldn't have seen it at all.
Nope.
It's very cloudy here.
Yep.
People in Seattle are like, it's so cloudy. And I'm like...
BS.
Yeah, enjoy...
The sun came out every day we were here.
Yeah, and everybody was like, typical Seattle... And I'm like, typical Seattle, the sun is shining?
Yeah.
And then it's not sometimes? Oh, no. Typical Missoula.
Just...
Every time the sun comes out, everyone runs outside and takes off all their clothes.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh.
Vitamin D me.
It's not an easy place to live, y'all.
No. No, it's important to say that. The people who are like, oh, it sounds so idyllic. Yeah, it's wonderful for 10 or 12 days a year.
Perfect weather for about 15 days a year.
Yeah.
Otherwise, too hot, too cold, too cloudy, too rainy.
But the cost of living is pretty high.
Still pretty high, actually. You're not going to get a good job here either.
I put the crunch heard around the world photo from Sydney Paulson in the show notes just so you can see
photo.
It. I fell over. I was on the ground.
I know. That's one of the parts of PodCon I actually saw.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Oh, that was a good crunch.
That was a great
crunch. And then he did it again.
And then he just ate the whole banana like that.
Oh, I was very impressed.
Crunch Master Supreme.
Clearly. All the O faces.
Everybody's got an O face. Riley's the best. Riley's like oh, but also concerned.
She's like, no. It's a no. That's a no. That's a no face.
Griffin, on the other hand, is like, I found my successor.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
That was the best. PodCon was a really great time, everybody. Thank you to everybody who came out. And we had such a packed live show.
Yeah,
it was so full in there.
Thanks. I didn't really register. I'm sorry I didn't look at any of you because I had to get through it.
Yeah, you did a great job.
I was like, nope, nobody out there. Nobody.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at Hank.
Mm-hmm. You did good. It's a super scary thing. And like the hardest parts of live shows are when something goes a little bit wrong and you start to think everyone just saw me do a wrong thing and you're thinking about that instead of thinking about making the thing good.
Hmm.
And
did that happen?
No.
I have no memory.
It didn't. It kind of happened on our panel, but it was my fault.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And it happened. It happened on the Dear Hank and John live show.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know if that got edited out.
I haven't listened to it yet.
There was a moment where John made a joke. And I tossed it back to him like, you shouldn't make that joke. And he was like, yeah, but we're doing a live show right now, so you can't tell me whether or not to make a joke. You just have to move forward with this.
Just call it. Yeah, don't call it out.
Yeah. Slam Schultz from SciShow Tangent, Sam, says, Catherine Green is a comedy icon.
I mean, that means a lot to me because I think Sam is a very funny person.
He's so funny.
And I respect his opinion on humor.
Yeah.
So thank you, Sam.
And if you follow all of the tweets down, Caitlin says, like, yeah, duh, obviously. And then Sam says, I didn't say this Catherine Green, the young, hot upstart that I just discovered. I was just stating a fact. And then Nick says, I mean, it seems like you've just never heard of her. Just saying. Or even her co-host, Robert. And then I found this good Cary Grant gif.
Robert? Nobody's asking you, Robert.
Ooh, Robert. Not cool to search out your own name here.
I mean, that's so much more funny than I am. Come on.
It's all about, hey.
I love it.
You just got to let Cary Grant be funny for you.
I don't mean that part. I mean that nobody's asking you, Robert. Hank.
My joke?
Yeah, no, I wasn't talking about your joke. I was talking about Nick's joke.
January 20th. Also, we're still on January 20th, so we're moving forward. The only good part about PodCon ending is that I get to finally close the 35 tabs of Google Docs and spreadsheets that I've had open for the last 3 weeks straight.
Wow, yeah, that was a situation.
It was getting to be a situation. And I kept going like, no, I have to have these.
I need that one.
These
open.
Are all important.
I do need that one.
And like sometimes they'd get out of order and have it in my head that like the fifth Google spreadsheet tab was the one that had like contact info for PodCon guests. And so I knew exactly where all the freaking tabs were.
Hank worked very hard on this PodCon.
it's been a while since I worked a con.
It was
like that.
It was a lot more deeply. Work than expected.
It's great. Just we managed to make it work.
Circumstances. But it turned out amazing. I'm very impressed.
Thanks.
Yes. You all did a great job.
So on January 21st, it was Martin Luther King Day. And as is, very nice thing about Twitter is that you get to see people sharing things that Martin Luther King did and said that are sort of outside of the middle school,
right,
high school understanding of Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
That we have now.
Yeah. And I do appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, which I really...
Other voices getting amplified and...
Yeah. I'm not generally here to tweet my own tweets on Martin Luther King Day, but I'm happy to retweet other people's tweets.
Mm-hmm.
But I put this in the show notes specifically so that we could get to my draft tweets.
Oh, great.
It's time for draft tweets from Hank Green. It's tweets that I didn't tweet. I wrote a tweet and then I didn't tweet. It is draft tweets from Hank. I think I did the song that time. I did it.
I mean, it's good because I never get it. I feel like I know the words, but I can't make them come out.
I feel like you're singing your words.
Mm.
I drafted this tweet. There's nothing like retweeting actual Martin Luther King footage on Martin Luther King Day instead of vague platitudes about love to remind you that plenty of your followers are really fucking ignorant.
Oopsie. That one stays in the drafts, guys. Stay that one in the drafts.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like, Martin Luther King, great. And then you, like, share something he actually said, and people are like, I disagree with that on a lot of levels.
Not that,
like,
though. Not
yeah,
that, though.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's why people fuck, like, yeah. That's why it was controversial, and it was like...
That's why he got assassinated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People hated him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you... Well, I mean, like, yeah.
And you are not, like, if you're... reading something that he wrote
now,
and you're saying to yourself, that's wrong.
No, I don't agree with
maybe
that.
Maybe you want to like go back to the drawing board a little.
Jeez, like, keep that opinion to yourself and maybe think about it for a few more decades.
Oh, yay.
You...
I mean, and that's the thing, though. If you treat this like Martin Luther King was like all about nonviolent resistance and love...
Totally.
Then people will be really upset when like...
You know, and that
it
was
turns
definitely
out to be
a
facet, message.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and he had a long career. It wasn't
exactly,
like he was
like,
one person his whole life.
Yes.
But boy, oh boy. But it is great to have a deeper understanding of the civil rights movement. And that is really a thing that I don't know that I would have without,
yeah,
you know, following people who aren't like me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Following other people with...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Black Americans mostly. January 21st. The post-con gloomies hit me about 4 hours ago. It's normal. I'll be better soon. Sorry about that. Do you even remember? I turned into a little bit of a jerk for a moment. Because I was sad.
Yeah. I understand.
My serotonin
yeah.
was off or something. We had like a little fight on Monday, I think. But, and then I was like... What's wrong with me?
What happened?
Like, there's something up with me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the thing that happens every frickin' time.
Yeah.
After every con, I feel this way.
It's so, you're like, there's so much happening in such a short amount of time. And
yeah.
You're like required to be one way for so long.
Mm-hmm.
When it's over, your body's like, middle fingers, all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And my sinus infection got so bad.
Yeah.
I've never had that feeling.
Like, he couldn't wear his glasses because it was uncomfortable to wear the glasses.
It was like I got punched in the nose. I went to the doctor and she was like, oh.
Wow, really?
Yeah, she like touched my face and she was like, oh no.
Oh, it's way up in there.
Well, yeah, she was like, that's like, it's now out of your sinus and it's infected your skin.
Jeez, like, buddy. You can't mess around with that. Your eyes are there.
Yeah.
So,
and I just don't like taking antibiotics because of my colitis.
I understand, but like, you don't take them very often. You take them when you need them.
Yeah, I did it. I finally did it. And I'm feeling so much better. It's almost like medicine works.
I mean, I won't say how long you've been sick and how long I've been telling you to go to the doctor for, but...
Yeah, I mean, there is truth to the, like, sometimes I work so hard that I don't have time to take care of my body.
Yeah.
And it was just...
The only one, though, but...
I went in to see the doctor, and there was, like, a too long of a line, and I was like, I don't have time for this.
It couldn't.
I was there.
He was at the clinic, and I was like, no, the wait's too long. I can't.
Yeah, it's like, it's something else when you have to ask, like, what's the wait like?
Well, that's most people's life.
I guess.
Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
They got to be at work.
Yeah. And here's another quote tweet hole.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Did you see this one?
I think so, yes. I mean, I didn't see very many of them. But...
Yeah, I mean, you can just click on it forever. The format is, hi, I'm a profession. You may know me from my greatest hits, including these things that people say to people of my profession.
That are wrong, generally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually searched, hi, I'm a YouTuber, thinking somebody else would have done it, and no one had done it yet.
Hmm.
So I came at it.
No one defines themselves like that anymore.
Yeah. I'm an influencer.
I am an influencer.
Oh my God, we're going to get in so much trouble. Hey, I've been open about how much I hate this fucking word.
Just the word.
It's the worst. It's such a bad word. And people who call them... Val went to Dillard's and there was a shirt they were selling at Dillard's. It was black with white type and it said influencer on it.
That's
a thing for people to purchase. I just like, burn it down, man. What did we do?
Burn it down.
Isn't that, God.
We have made a terrible mistake.
Ugh.
Burn it down.
So Hi, yeah. I'm a YouTuber. You may know me from some of my greatest hits, including We Make Money With Ads. No, not like Logan Paul. I don't know how much money PewDiePie makes, and I promise I have no idea how to get famous on YouTube. Which are my top four? And yeah. To be clear, We Make Money With Ads is the top one by a wide margin.
Totally.
What do you mean you...
That's been the top one.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah.
How does people make money on YouTube? How does people make money on YouTube?
And people who make a living...
How does they do it?
Like, TV reporters ask me this question, and I'm like, I don't know. How do you do it? How do you guys make money?
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think?
Is it ads?
Yeah. What? How do you think... How do you think your network TVs, your TV stations are paying their bills?
Yeah, it's like
Is it the... Is it the 15% of your, like, total screen time that is yeah. advertisements? Oh,
probably more than that now.
Probably yeah. is. It's probably like a quarter.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, yeah. So it's like, it's like you, except we get paid way less because we don't show as many ads because, like, people will not tolerate that BS.
On the internet.
like the level.
They've broken away from that.
Anyway. All right, let's keep going.
Here we go. Here's some more tweets.
Here's some more tweets. Do you guys want some more tweets?
Yeah! When you scream.
Thanks for being my live show, Catherine.
Yeah.
January 22nd. I edited Delete This PodCon live show on the way home from Seattle after we got shipped to Spokane because our plane broke. My loss is your gain. We had a very fun and silly time. I just wanted to talk about our plane getting broken on Delete This.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird.
we left Seattle normal, right? So we had like done most of the flight. It's like an hour and 20 minutes from Seattle to Missoula.
That's why we do PodCon there.
That literally. And so it was like an hour and something into the flight. And I was like, we've gone in circles. Like we've flown in like five or six circles
right.
because we kept... The sun kept shining right in my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, again?
Something is wrong.
Again?
And then...
I was like, I turned to Hank and I was like, we're going in circles.
And this is, of course, we've got a two-year-old.
Uh-huh. And like, I was like, we're going to get home. We're going to unpack.
We had
plan. I'm going to get his bed ready. He's going to take a nap as soon as we get home because we had to get him up early to get on the plane. To go to the airport to get on the plane.
Yeah, like part of the reason we took this early flight was so that we could get him in bed in time for his nap. Because we didn't want to mess up his sleep schedule any more than we already had. Anyway.
Oh, God. Anyway, so the pilot was like, so our radios is broken and we can't land in Missoula without the radio because it's too foggy to land without it. So we have to fly to Spokane, get a new plane, and then fly back here. And we were like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, all things considered, it could have gone much worse. You know, we could have had to go all the way back to Seattle. We could have.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, they could have had not a plane in Spokane. It was totally possible.
And we could have just sat there.
And there was a guy on our flight who was flying from Spokane to Missoula, flew from Spokane to Seattle to Missoula, had a connecting flight, because he didn't want to drive over the pass, I assume.
It's a three-hour drive, but there are two mountain passes in between.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just can't do it.
I'll just take two planes. And so instead he went from Spokane to Seattle to Spokane. I watched those Fyre Festival documentaries. I tweeted about that briefly, just that I watched them.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that.
I also watched the Voyager documentary. I wanted to share.
That was a good one.
Yeah, Catherine watched it with me.
Yeah, I didn't expect... to get drawn in like I did, but it was very good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, fascinating story.
And then the next day I made you watch half of The Big Chill and Strictly Ballroom. So, sorry?
Strictly Ballroom was very weird, and I think that we're all on the same page there.
Yeah, it's totally weird, but
was it a
also...
parody?
I mean, it's just that's the style of film that Baz Luhrmann makes. And sort of... You know, it's just like a kind of tongue-in-cheek, everything's over
right,
the top.
Right, like the on-screen, everyone's taking it very seriously. But
yes.
I feel like I'm asked to be laughing at it, even though no real jokes are being made.
Totally.
Which works.
Yeah.
It's
like those mockumentaries.
Yeah, it's like a mockumentary, except it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't an explicit mockumentary.
I felt a little uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah.
There was that element of like... the thing that made me uncomfortable about Strictly Ballroom.
This is has nothing to do with Twitter, but no, anyway,
was talking about just it. That it wasn't like it was an unusual movie going experience, mm-hmm. and so my like it was harder for my brain to settle into because it isn't what my mind expects from a movie. Also, somewhat people's makeup and the shot angles and like the way that they look made
totally
some of the people look
jarring.
Is
yeah.
jarring. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Caricatures. They're drawn as caricatures.
But I
love you could see that being animated and it would be
right.
it would read much better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like you would accept it all.
Right.
If it was animated. But the fact that they're, you know, flesh and blood humans and they have this hair that's like, what is it doing?
It is, yeah.
For real?
Yeah, it does feel a little bit like...
And this many sparkles on your face? Like, I've seen drag queens, and yeah, but, like, this was over the top.
Yeah, it does. It seems a little bit like something... If it was an anime, I'd be, like, 100% mm-hmm. accepting and in
totally.
For it.
Totally.
Yeah, interesting.
I could see that working really well as an anime.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just for the people out there who have listened to... Who've watched Strictly Ballroom.
Sorry.
Or who may in the future.
Yeah.
I used Twitter this week to ask which video I should make. I used to do this pretty frequently because mm-hmm. I have too many ideas.
Sure.
I have more ideas than I have time to make videos. And so I wrote a Fyre Festival script and I wrote a Secret to Living in a Cold Place script that I actually started writing like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, you've been working on that one for years at least.
Yeah. I'm always asking Catherine.
Yeah, but apparently I'm not good at telling you.
Yeah, because you're from Connecticut.
Yeah. It's just...
yeah.
It's just second nature. It's like, you know what it's like to live in Florida.
Yeah. No, I do.
Yeah.
So people...
So are you gonna... Yeah.
People selected the cold video, which
right.
I was happy about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad because now you're not going to use the Fyre...
I did. I
oh,
put it
did?
On Hank's channel.
Oh, okay.
I did a... It's like 22 minutes long.
Because I was like, because the moment is past. Like,
yeah.
you're not going
right.
to ride that wave
and
any, that
was
anytime
kind of,
soon.
That was kind of my thought, was yeah. that like one of these videos is evergreen, one of them is timely.
Yeah, so...
But like neither of them are going to do that well. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't need... I'm not making videos...
It's true.
...to get the most views.
Yeah, you're not even
right
making
now.
Money off of Vlogbrothers channel anymore.
Well, I'm happy for it to make money.
Right,
because that
I
money
know,
goes to
like,
good stuff. But
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Catherine, it's my top tweet of the week.
Awesome.
January 24th. It's really cool how dental care isn't covered by health insurance because of how, as everyone knows, the mouth is not technically part of your body, I guess. What the fuck? This system is bad.
It's the worst. It's just like everything about it is the worst.
It's so bad.
Like
when you realize something like that, you're just like, oh, this system is, we're just doing what we're doing.
Yeah, no, someone decided that, and they were like, this is how we do it now.
Yeah, because like once upon a time, it was just two different jobs.
Yeah, no, I mean, because it was two different jobs. But it's interesting because now I feel like the stuff you do with dentistry mm-hmm. is much more preventative.
Right.
And the stuff you do with medicine.
That is interesting.
Like, medicine is like, something's wrong, go see a doctor. Dentistry is like, if you don't want something to go wrong...
You gotta come see the dentist.
Yeah. Which
two
is
times
like,
a year is what they say, and I assume that's so that we'll come once a year. Because that's ridiculous.
Well, no, they do want you to come twice a
I'm
year.
I'm sure
but,
they do.
But yeah, like, and I... it's interesting because I feel like dentistry went from something is wrong,
right.
come see the dentist.
Yeah.
The dentistry made that transition,
mm-hmm.
but medicine never did.
Well, we do have checkups. They're recommended. People,
yeah, but
you're supposed to go in for a checkup.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, ultimately when something goes wrong with a tooth, it's just so significant.
It's bad.
And
it's very bad.
Very frequent, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that everybody's going to deal with at some point in their lives.
Yeah, and it impacts your life a lot.
Right, and this is, I actually think this might be why those things are separated, because when you have a problem with your tooth, that was something that some, like, we could take care of in one way or another from, like, a very distant time. Like, there was always a way to take care of a tooth, which is to just rip it out of your head.
Fixed.
Yeah.
All done.
And, like, a fairly obvious solution that you don't need a lot of science for.
Right,
and,
yeah,
and so
you're
like,
oh, I can see that one is bad. Let's
right.
get rid of it.
And so it's almost like a haircut where you're like, this is...
It's, yeah, that kind of body
almost like an
maintenance.
External part of your body And apparently, dentistry was, for a long period of time, done in the same chair as your haircuts were.
Of course.
By the same guy.
Sure.
Or, yeah, guy, usually. But boy, it's real bad. Like, it's health.
It is definitely health.
And especially when it comes to, like, you know,
infections.
Yeah, and yeah. like your teeth are out and you have to get a bridge so that you can chew on stuff. That's not cosmetic. Like, you need teeth.
You need to be able to start digesting your food before it's inside of your body.
Additionally,
that's what teeth are for.
I feel like if you're missing a bunch of teeth in the front of your mouth, like, it's harder to get a job.
Oh yeah, it's some very
people
important.
Look at you differently
for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, people are prejudiced against people with missing teeth. It's like a real thing, and very frustrating that sometimes you just realize that we are just doing it the way we've always done it.
Yeah.
And it is not smart. So then right after I tweeted that, I tweeted, my parents are really great. Because I wanted to tweet about how my parents were great. Because I think they're great.
They are real great.
I think that everybody should appreciate things more. You don't have to appreciate your parents. They might not be great. But there are great things, and you should appreciate those things.
Yeah.
And I want to do it in public, with people looking. And then have people criticize me for tweeting that. And I'm like, what? Why? You are making my Twitter experience so negative right now.
Seriously.
Like, coming in and, like, being like, oh, well, thanks for sharing. Fuck you! What the fuck? I was just trying to say something nice!
Yeah, that's not your problem. That's their problem.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
The Marble Olympics qualifiers has begun, Catherine.
Ooh. Boy, good. Boy, good, oh, good. Good, good.
You a big fan?
I mean, I like that it exists.
It's so good.
Like, my particular enjoyment of it waxes and wanes, but, like, I very much appreciate that it exists.
It's so great. If you ever want, if you're listening to this podcast, you want to check out the Marble Olympics, it's spelled how you would think it's spelled. You can Google it. It is something else. It is, this year,
They've stepped it up.
Yeah. It's so
it's very,
high quality.
Very impressive this year.
That fight that broke out in the stands.
That was a little much.
It's happened before,
actually.
It's happened before.
Okay.
But
it's fine.
But the Marble Olympics are very fun, and I have my own team, because I helped get the channel remonetized.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
I have a team that was named in honor of me and another person who helped out with that.
Oh.
It's the Green Ducks.
Oh, I didn't realize that's why they were called the Green Ducks.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were just a fan of them because
they're called green.
Yeah.
I mean, they do. I do like the look of the marble too. Mm. I usually go by the look of the marble, which is why I'm such a big fan of the Hazers.
Yeah.
They have great looking marble.
He likes them hazy Hazers. Oren and I are Raspberry Racers fans though.
Yeah.
Because Oren looks at the screen with the marbles on it and he goes, pink! Because I'm tight. They're not great.
They qualified.
Yeah.
You're in. I mean, look, I'll tell you a little secret about the Marble Olympics. It's pretty random.
Yeah.
So if you qualify at like 15th place, that does not have any bearing on your future performance in the Marble Olympics.
No, I know. I just... They're not, like, the winningest team.
No, they're also not the most popular team. Yeah. Weirdly, there are some very popular teams. I don't know how this happens, but there are. And there's lots of O-Rangers fans showing up in my tweets being like, O-Rangers! And I'm like, okay, you guys go. You go with it.
Wow, that's strange.
Yep, people are into their things. But it's very fun. Oren likes it a lot. It's good for people of all ages, apparently, from 2 on up.
Yeah.
He finally gets it. I watched it with him a few months ago,
again?
And he wasn't really getting it then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets it now.
Yeah. He at least gets, like, that what's happening. I don't think he understands that it's a race.
Mm. I see.
Okay, and then, so that was good sports news. The Green Ducks qualified, spoiler, and the Raspberry Racers qualified. There's lots of other drama that will occur, so...
Sure.
But also, spoiler, I don't know, you're probably not going to watch this game. John texts me while I'm editing my Fyre Festival video while Oren's taking a nap.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, Hank, AFC Wimbledon, there's a lot of time left in the game, but they're up 2-0 against West Ham, a Premier League team, 2 leagues ahead of them. And he's freaking out and he wants to tweet about it so bad. So instead, I start tweeting about it.
Oh,
so
boy. You
can find my tweets about this. And of course, so I'm editing and I'm trying to like do that instead of refresh Twitter every 30 seconds because I'm nervous about this game.
Good God.
Because they were 3 up, but then the West Ham scored 2 goals.
Oh, no.
And then it was 2-3, and there was lots of time left in the game, and I had to Google how long soccer games are. then AFC Wimbledon scored a 4th goal. And then I watched the highlights, and West Ham almost caught up in the last 2 minutes of the game during overage because they are much better than AFC Wimbledon.
You're so excited about this, and I am just, struggling.
You are.
To focus.
Well, I'm trying to be more excited about it because I'm trying to draw you in, but it's not working.
I've already heard it, too. Like, you told me about it already.
That's true.
So it's not like it's...
But it was very exciting, and AFC Wimbledon is going to the 5th round of the FA Cup, which means they're going to play a very high-ranked team.
Is that
team.
The final? Like, what is...
No, it's not.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's like the last 16 teams. What it means is that they're going to play in a big stadium.
I want to go
and
to bed.
And they're going to make a bunch of money. Okay. And then they're going to use that money probably to no effect because ultimately they're last.
They're going to still get relegated.
I know they're going to get relegated. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
I've included in the show notes one of my favorite things, which is seeing what's it called? Inscription?
Dedication
of my book in different languages.
Yeah.
Grazie, mama. Obrigado, me.
Oh, Hank's book is in so many languages now.
Yeah. And they keep sending them to me.
Yeah.
I just got
so many copies of this book.
The Denmark one.
Danish, yes.
Danish. The Denmarkish. Talk more. Very good. Catherine.
Yes.
Can you sing my song?
Da-na-na.
Oops. Hank. I tweeted it. Yes. Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks.
How dare he?
He says, I love our country and I am seriously considering running for president as a centrist independent.
What the frick does that mean?
And I tweeted at Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks. Sometimes when we've had a lot of success, we fool ourselves into thinking that the problems other systems have are simple and that our skills will apply to them. I don't blame you for having this thought. I will blame you if you act on it, though. Howard Schultz additionally tweeted this.
Oh, boy.
This moment is like no other. Our two parties are more divided than ever. Let's discuss how we can come together to create opportunities for more people. Hashtag reimagine US. And I tweeted at him.
Shh.
It's fine. It's out. Howard, it's fine. I guess it's time for our viral moments of joy, Catherine.
Really? We're there?
We're there now? Yeah.
Unless that was all the mistakes?
That was all my mistakes.
Okay. Good. Keep it that way. Let's joy it.
You want to see this 4-year-old playing the drums? It's not possible.
And yet,
I don't understand. I gotta get Orin a drum set.
Yeah. Wow. I love that he's wearing headphones because he's a child. And they're like, no, child, he must wear headphones.
It's too loud.
What on earth?
Like, it's almost a little much for me.
Yeah, I almost don't feel joy. I almost feel trepidation. Confusion.
Yeah, this doesn't
like,
seem
what
possible.
What adult is in this child's body?
Yeah, are you sure he's 4 or is he just very small?
Has he been possessed by...
That some kind of drumming spirit?
What?
Oh, I hope he's having a good time.
He looks like he's having a good time. Maybe that's the problem. I want to see his face.
Right.
I want to see his, happy drumming face.
Well, the thing about drummers is you never have a happy face on.
I guess.
Because you're in the drumming zone, and so you get complete blank.
I want to have a happy drumming face. Wow.
Oh,
It's cute.
I don't
the
know.
The drum set seems to be...
The drum set is small.
Small-ish.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. But the sticks are big. Maybe they're not. I don't know.
I think they're probably small.
They look a little small.
Yeah. I don't think he could move them around that fast. Like, his arms aren't big enough. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know.
That makes me tired.
Apparently, he's Baby Boy Drummer on Instagram, if you want to check him out. And here's a video of a dog wearing boots.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
I love videos of dogs wearing boots.
That second one is real good.
I don't know what to do with this situation.
I don't think he's happy about it.
No.
But he looks like he's dealing with it okay.
We're making it work.
It's cute.
Showing up my new shoes.
Oh, that's good.
And then here's the last one.
Oh, my God.
This dog fell asleep while playing with his parsnip.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
What a special little patoot.
What a special little patoot. I just was holding onto my radish.
I was having such a good time, but now I have to shoosh.
I just wanted to thank Edna Marie for sending in that profession quote tweet hole.
Yeah.
Hashtag Pipples. And everybody else who sent in your viral moments of joy and questions and thoughts and things this week. I didn't see any questions, which is why we're not answering any.
Yeah.
But thank
Nobody's
you, everybody.
Nobody's curious about
anything. We're good. Yeah, we don't have anything to add. nothing special about us.
Let's keep selling that narrative.
We are
not special, y'all.
Yeah, we only have like 3 pet names for our pet.
Yeah.
And they're mostly kitty.
I'm really like not trying to be the quirkiest quirk on the block. That's like way low down on my list. I don't need people to think that I'm like a special flower.
It totally sounds hard.
Sounds hard.
And then, like, sometimes we get 3-star reviews on iTunes, and I'm like, maybe we should stop doing this.
That was a long time ago. That person got a bug up their butt.
Sadie J, after our live show, tweets, dang, Hank, how'd you upload this so fast? Take a nap, man.
Oh, if only he could have. We were on a plane with our 2-year-old, so that wasn't really an option.
Yeah, Catherine took him for the Spokane to Missoula leg.
This one's good. I love it. I love it so much, says Amanda C, _5. But I really need to learn to not take a drink of water while driving and listening to a Twitter game segment. My wet windshield agrees.
Somebody said similarly, I need to learn not to brush my teeth while listening to Delete This.
That's a bad view.
My mirror is in a bad place now.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. You just clean that off. It'll be fine.
Sorry we didn't have any hilarious Twitter games today. We can't have everyone be the funniest because then...
Yeah, you gotta go somewhere.
Yeah, you gotta
go. Gotta leave them wanting more.
Yeah, you have to do sine waves.
Expectations.
We had like 2 jokes in this one, maybe. Depends on how you count.
Nah.
It's fine.
This one was not funny. Longest week ever. Stress hives.
Stress hives. I thought that was the title of a review.
No.
I listened to this podcast and I got stress hives. Maddie says, I'd pay for it.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
You don't have to,
just
though,
go check
right?
out our Patreon.
Just sign up for the Patreon. You got there first. They almost got there. Oh, man. Just become one of our patrons on Patreon.
You just gotta be...
It's a virtual tipping and reward site.
You gotta be a patron on Patreon. As someone who is too busy to have a Twitter, says Maddie, or keep up with any, quote, relevant thing, I appreciate this weekly update on what's viral and important. Because cute dog videos are extremely important.
Yeah.
Woo woo.
They
woo.
Are.
More cameos, please. Sorry, we fed her. She's
she
gone.
Was really up in my business earlier, though. When I put the food down on her, like, where she eats, she was like... like I could hear her from the other room as I was coming. 8 days a week. It felt like 8 days. This week was long. I want to go to bed right now.
Thank you for leaving us your reviews, everybody. And thank you also for sending in anything, questions, Twitter games, yeah, really great treats, tweets you want us to talk about
the
that are big.
The podcast is better when you participate.
It is.
We're
Twitter
just
games,
two people.
Quote tweet holes, which is what I'm calling those.
Well, I guess, yeah, if you got a better name for that.
Yes, or go ahead and tell everybody that's what they're called, and then I'll be responsible for that.
Yeah.
Which is, well, I want
you
a legacy.
Do you want to, that's how you want to be remembered?
Well, no, I don't need to be remembered for it. I just want to have done it. But if you want to do any of that, use the hashtag Pipples. That's P-I-P-L-E-S. Thank you to Andrew Huang for the use of his track Everything Will Be Alright from his album Love and Desolation. On Twitter, you can find me. I am at Hank Green. Catherine.
Don't worry about it.
You can find the podcast at Delete This Pod, where you can also see our show notes where all of the Twitter tweets that we talked about will be. Thank you all so much for listening.
See you later. On January 25th, Johnny Sun tweeted this. Spark joy. Spark joy again. Let joy catch on the kindling. Shield joy from the wind. Let joy grow. Add wood to the burning joy. Bigger. Bigger joy. Burn joy. Burn everything.
Really good one. That's high quality Twitter.
That's good. Yep.